Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. And what I'm doing today, so close to NXT TakeOver Stand and Deliver, I'm going to give the five things to look for both Wednesday and Thursday as we get closer to NXT TakeOver. I've been saying it on Busted Open. We're not on the road to WrestleMania 37. We're on the road to NXT TakeOver Stand and Deliver. And the five things that you need to look for, the five things that you need to know, and the five things to watch for NXT TakeOver. Number five, and this is something that our very own Gabby has been touting, and now that she's a family member of the WWE, and you can see her before NXT TakeOver night number one on Wednesday, is Raquel Gonzalez. Gabby's been talking about her. Bully's been talking about her. Now I'm going to talk about her. And she has a huge matchup night number one with Io Shirai for that NXT Women's Championship. And a lot of people outside of NXT probably don't know the name. So I'm giving you the chance and the opportunity to learn it, because I'm telling you, after April 7th, everyone who's a fan of the WWE is going to know that name. And I think prediction-wise, we are going to have a new NXT Women's Champion. I love the story that they've been telling with her. We need a badass in the women's division, especially with Rhea Ripley moving over to Monday Night Raw. And I think Raquel Gonzalez definitely fits the role. She is somebody that is one of those women and one of those wrestlers in general that come around every once in a while, and she can dominate. And I think she's going to dominate night number one for NXT TakeOver Stand and Deliver. And this match too, and listen, we're talking about it. A lot of people are talking about what match is going to steal the show. This is a match that I'm not necessarily going to look at to steal the show, but this is definitely going to be a match between her and Io Shirai for that championship that we're definitely going to be talking about. And you know what? We're probably going to be talking about a year from now, 5 years from now, maybe even 10 years from now. Listen, the WWE needs a renaissance of big women championship matches, because I don't think we're going to see it the weekend of WrestleMania, but we are going to see it night number one for NXT TakeOver. So that's number five of my list of five things to look for on Wednesday and Thursday. At number four, and this may be the most physical matchup, not only of WrestleMania week, but maybe all year in the WWE, and that's Walter, your NXT United Kingdom champion, against Tommaso Ciampa. This is going to be physical. And by the way, kudos to Ciampa, because Ciampa really has been on the back burner ever since the big feud with Johnny Gargano. And you know what? He's going to show how valuable he is to NXT in this match against Walter. And Walter has been absolutely phenomenal. We haven't really seen a lot of Walter because of the pandemic, because of travel issues. But Walter is back, going to be a part of NXT TakeOver. Again, night number one. And this might be one of those matches that people talk about stealing the show, at least for night number one, just based on the physicality between Walter and Ciampa. And it's unbelievable, because when we talked about Ciampa and Johnny Gargano just a couple of years ago, we talked about it being the best feud in pro wrestling. When we talked about Ciampa, we talked about Ciampa being the best heel in pro wrestling. Probably just him and MJF when he talked about greatest heels in pro wrestling. And now he's a babyface going up against Walter. And Walter just looks like that dominant figure, man. This is going to be absolutely crazy. Night number one. Won't main event. That's going to be Io Shirai and Raquel Gonzalez. They'll be main eventing night number one. But I really think Walter and Ciampa is going to be the match that people are going to steal the show in night number one. So that's number four. At number three, and this was a feud that's not just great in NXT, but this is one of my favorite feuds all time with Ring of Honor, and that's Kyle O'Reilly and Adam Cole. Kyle O'Reilly and Adam Cole have stolen many a show in Ring of Honor. I was there at the sold-out Hammerstein Ballroom when Kyle O'Reilly was finally able to beat Adam Cole and become your Ring of Honor World Heavyweight Champion. Listen, this match between him and Adam Cole, you don't need championship gold on the line to make this a significant match. This is just the history between these two, the story between these two with the Undisputed Era and NXT and what's going to take place in that ring. This is happening night number two. Again, this isn't a main event match. That's how stacked, if you think about it, both night number one and night number two are going to be for NXT. Night number two, we might be talking about this match stealing the show for night number two, but this is not going to be the end of this feud. This is an unsanctioned match, which I think is just the beginning. If NXT is smart, and I know that they are, because we credit it each and every week on Busted Open, this is going to be a long-term feud, just like the one we saw with Johnny Gargano and Ciampa. And we might be talking about at the end of 2021, when we do our Busted Open awards, I think we might be talking about Kyle O'Reilly and Adam Cole being the feud of the year in all of pro wrestling. So that's number three. At number two is somebody that I have been yelling and screaming about for years, whether he was part of the indie scene, whether he was part of Impact Wrestling, or now part of NXT. And that man is Karrion Kross, formerly Killer Kross. This guy, I'm telling you right now, stand up. It's called Stand and Deliver. Don't worry. He's going to stand and deliver for NXT TakeOver, but it's time that wrestling fans stand and recognize how great Karrion Kross is. I see all this stuff on social media. Oh, Karrion Kross doesn't do enough of this, or Karrion Kross doesn't do enough of that. That's a whole bunch of BS. Karrion Kross is a dominant figure, not only in NXT, but all of pro wrestling. And now he's going for the championship against Finn Balor. And Finn Balor has not done a bad job at all when it comes to his championship title reign. But at night number two, April 8th, for NXT Stand and Deliver, let me tell you this. We are going to see a championship change hands. Because Finn Balor did a great job holding it. Karrion Kross is going to do an even better job carrying NXT into the future. Everybody's worried about Karrion Kross moving over to the main roster. Can't look at things that way. You just got to look at the present and what's going on right now. And Karrion Kross, I think, would be an amazing face of the NXT brand. That's right. Face of the NXT brand. Doesn't matter if he's a heel or a babyface. With Scarlett by his side, I really do think he takes that brand to another level. That's number two. The number one thing to look for when it comes to NXT TakeOver. And this is the biggest thing of all. That's right. Night number one and night number two of NXT TakeOver Stand and Deliver is going to outperform night number one and night number two of WrestleMania 37. I think next week we're going to be talking more about NXT TakeOver than we are of WrestleMania 37. When you look at the stories, when you look at the matchups, and you look at the balance of night one and night two with NXT TakeOver Stand and Deliver, I will go as far as to say it blows away what we're expected to see night one and two of WrestleMania 37. Think about it. Pete Dunne, Kushida, Walter, Ciampa, Io Shirai, Raquel Gonzalez, Johnny Gargano in that Gauntlet Eliminator match for the North American Championship, Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly, Finn and Karrion Kross. Even Ember Moon and Shotzi Blackheart against the way. I mean, up and down. And I'm not even mentioning all the matches here. Up and down. This might be the greatest NXT TakeOver of all time. And a lot of people say that going into a TakeOver, but I think this one might be the truth. So again, the five things to look for at NXT TakeOver Stand and Deliver. Number five, Raquel Gonzalez. I think we're going to see a new champion. At four, Walter and Ciampa. Maybe the most physical matchup in the year for WWE. At number three, Kyle O'Reilly and Adam Cole, which at the end of the year, we might be calling the feud of the year. At number two, Karrion Kross, who I think is going to be your next NXT champion and the face of the brand. And at number one, NXT Stand and Deliver TakeOver, outperforming WrestleMania Night 1 and Night 2. You heard it from me first. Hope you enjoyed our NXT TakeOver 5 Things to Look For show right here on the Busted Open podcast.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation Channel 156. The Busted Open podcast.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.